This is the northern.
You're all set.
Okay, I'm really starting now. Welcome, everybody. This is the Northern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee meeting, November 15th, and we're beginning at 5:15. I want to thank everyone for joining us. I'd like to take a moment and just please introduce who is on the line. Let me start with the committee first. I am Dorothy O'Brien, the chair. My husband, Karen O'Brien, is here.
Here.
There you go. And I understand Christopher Gonzalez.
Yes, I'm here. This is Christopher Gonzalez, the chair for the report committee. I think I forgot the name. I'm on so many committees. I almost said the curriculum review committee. It's for the report review. Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll take that, Chris. And Trish, would you introduce yourself?
Hi, good evening. Trisha Reiner.
Thank you, Trish. Okay, so those are our four members, our voting members. Is there anyone else from the committee? Okay, I would ask the chairs, starting with Lori, to please just say who's on the line.
Hi, I'm Lori Goldstein. I am the chair of the Arizona State Hospital Committee, and I'm on the line. I just got through working out, so I'm going to turn my camera off because I'm sweaty and in sweat clothes.
No worries. And Jack, I believe you're on the line.
Yeah, Dr. Jack Potts, psychiatrist, chair of Central Arizona IOC. I've somehow lost you guys, but I think I'm there.
I don't have the camera on either. I'm just not having success, but I can hear everyone, so I'm just going to stick with that. Thank you, Jack, and thank you, Lori, for joining us. Are there any other chairs on the call? Okay, and then Larry, we have yourself. Would you just introduce yourself,
yes,
please?
Yeah, hi, Dot. Larry Allen, I'm the IOC state representative at ADOA.
Great. And who else can you see? You said CJ was on the call?
Yes, ma'am. CJ's here.
Hi, Dot. This is CJ Loisel with Access from the Quality Management Unit. I'm also covering for Frederica Graham. She's out of the office on vacation today.
Oh, good for her. Okay. Thank you for doing that, CJ. Super. So, Larry, do you see anyone else on the call that we need to introduce?
Yes, ma'am. We have Jakisa Hughes is on the call.
Ah, Jakisa, say where you're from again, please.
Hi, this is Jakisha Hughes from Care First.
Super. Thanks for joining us. And anyone else at this time, Larry?
I think that's it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. If anyone else comes on, please let me know so we can say hello. So thank you very much again for joining us. I'm just going to go right through. Welcome, everyone. The minutes, as we know, are recorded on the website. I just have a very brief, I want to say, a great, informative, interesting discussion for the chairperson's meeting. Again, it's so important that we keep talking. And one of the things, A and B are really together, one of the things that really came out of that was the advice and counsel to put our most recent inquiry into the form of a formal report. And in order to do that, request for information and so on, I need the approval of the Northern Arizona Committee to do that. So you all have seen that inquiry. Does anybody need to see it again before I ask for a motion and then we have some discussion? Not hearing any. Yeah. Do we have a motion? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, this is Christopher. I don't have any questions or need to see it.
Okay. Could we have a motion then to put that in the form of a formal request for information and answers and action?
This is Christopher Gonzalez, I'll set the motion to approve the inquiry to be forward sent as a report. Give me your other words that you used.
For information, answers to the questions, and possible action.
So in the answer to the questions and possible actions in a formal request.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. So let's have some discussion. Do we need, Trish, do you know the inquiry that we're talking about? I believe I emailed it.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Any comments about that? Any questions?
This is Trisha. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Super. Okay. So then, is everyone in favor of moving that forward?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. And me too. Okay. So I have one thing to say about that. And I would address this to Larry and to CJ. I have, quite frankly, I don't know what form you want me to put this in. I know there are formal, I'll need a little help. I just don't have the time to go dig around and see what the heck I'm supposed to do with that. But I would like to move it forward. It's been literally months, and I hope to God that individual is even still living. I mean, it just sounded like a terrible situation. So if someone could let me know the next steps, I would appreciate that.
I will, Dorothy, I'll forward you just something I recently sent, our committee just sent out for a formal issue. So I'll just email to you so you can get
Okay. I mean, but if a format, I mean, we talked about it, and I know you've just sent emails before, Dr. Potts, and I have as well, but this seems to have just not gone where it needs to go. So we just need to get this moving. So I would appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. And then, again, Larry, my question for you is, has anyone filled out an application for membership on our site?
I have not seen one.
Okay, because I am expecting one, and I was hoping that maybe we could have timed a quick discussion, but there you go. So I know everyone's time is short, and I'm going to just keep moving then. And if anyone has something on membership, Chris or Trish, by all means, shout it out, okay?
Go ahead, Trish. Oh, I thought Trish, you were going to say something.
Nope, sorry, not me.
No, I don't have anything specific on membership. I know that I had printed some more brochures so that I could continue marketing. But I haven't found anybody interested as of yet. And I just wanted to echo back to our previous conversation. Dr. Potts, when you send that to Dot, could you CC me on that? I want to make sure I'm using consistent forms because I know that there is a report form to put that in formally. Or Dot, if you could forward me a copy, that would be great.
I will, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, because I want you to see what we send, absolutely.
Again, if I may, I just sent, Dot has it, she can forward it. The other thing is, I don't know if there's any real forms you have to use. I find that Access is very responsive, no matter how we send them the formal inquiry. They've been very good. Okay. So we don't need anybody forms unless you want to, then go for it. But you'll see what I wrote.
Okay, no worries. Okay. We haven't sent an inquiry in before, and I thought that there was like a specific form. But if it's not that formal, then, we'll just be consistent with what perhaps your committee is doing. I think it's nice to have consistency. So it'd be great to see, because I know that I'm going to be pushing forward some more inquiries for the next meeting.
Thank you. That's awesome. Okay. All right. Great. Chris, do you have anything on the site visit committee right now, or I mean, everything is closed, I know.
I guess the only report is that I've gotten feedback from the spreadsheet and the reports, so I'm just going to compile everything together and have that ready for our next.
Okay, that was really good stuff. Thank you. Okay, and then because we do have Lori and Jack on the line, would you mind just giving us a little bit of update from your part of the world and shed any light on anything whatsoever would be useful? Lori, how about, would you start?
Okay. So from our end of the world, we had asked, you know, we've asked in the past for ASH administration to come, and that's just not going to happen. They're not going to participate in our meetings. That we have called special meetings where administration has attended. So if we want to discuss something in particular, then we have to reschedule. And I generally have Larry, myself, and one or two other IOC members. We wanted to escalate. For everything we do, we have to have majority. We have to put it in special forms. Ours is very regimented. Mm-hmm. We have to send it to mm-hmm. special emails. We were escalating, wanting to understand why, after almost 2 years, ASH administration could not come up with other alternatives to demonstrate recovery and progress, similar to what you would think like the Boy Scouts do to earn badges, but instead in a psychiatric evaluation. So since we've been talking about that for a long time and nothing's been done, we wanted to escalate it. Committee members want to know really where is this coming from. I know they're saying community spread, but again, I sent things back to them saying the community spread number is only the percentage of people that don't feel well that go to get tested and are positive. So it's a skewed number. I said, mm-hmm. if you had true community testing like they're doing at ASU, my daughter works there, I'm a trustee there also, where you're randomly pinged in the morning saying, you come randomly test. That's more representative of what community spread is. And I think theirs is like 1.9% or something. So I sent that back and I haven't heard anything. We did meet, me and two other community members, IOC members, met with the governor's office with Christina Corrieri and discussed our concerns. And to us, even though administration doesn't believe, so we believe there's a definite tie to a feeling of hopelessness over there at the state hospital. And she's supposed to get back to me this week. And then we asked Larry to try to set up a meeting with Arizona Department of Health interim director, because I don't know him or I'd reach out myself. So that's where we're at there. As you probably all have seen the news, we've had a really horrific series of suicides, two suicides mm-hmm. in the last, I'd say, month at Arizona State Hospital. I've never seen this before, one on the forensic side and one on the civil side. So we're trying to do the best we can with a partner that isn't the most collaborative, as you guys are fortunate to have more collaborative partners.
Yeah. Yeah, Lori, that's a lot on your plate, on your committee's plate, and thank you so much.
Thanks.
You know, I can only say as a mother, you know, my 43-year-old daughter is, I'm afraid, sinking into that abyss.
Yeah.
And Lord knows I scream and stamp and challenge them and do everything that in my power, but I don't have much power. And so
you may want to come to our meeting on Thursday because it's so difficult working within the constraints that we have. A lot of our members have never met with administration, and they only allow visits during you know, Monday through Friday during the week, and a lot of our members work and don't have flexible schedules. Sure. We're going to do a community forum. I'm going to call and make sure they put the notice into the units, because we want members have never talked to some of the patients. So we're going to have an educational session, which means that the patients can talk. We're going to limit them, and I'm going to try to put constraints so it's not a session that complains about one person. I'll try to manage that.
Sure.
And people will be able to ask questions, which you're not allowed to do in public meetings, right? So since I'm making educational for members to ask patients clarification, what we're hearing on private ones is that staffing is such an issue that that is leading to some problems, you know, less programming, fewer staff, more safety concerns, et cetera, as one would imagine.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And is that Thursday meeting in the evening?
It's Thursday and it starts at 6 p.m. I think we'll probably go to 8. It's a late one for Larry. I'm sorry, Larry. Our committee is busy.
But I'll be able to dial into that, I'm quite sure. So thank you, Lori. Again, just very daunting. And thank you for weighing in there and really working as hard as you are. We'll try and do what we can to help. Any other questions, comments for Lori?
Yeah, Lori, do you want to talk about the guardianship issue with placements?
So what happened is Access was making a change to their policy manual, and you know, on our in ACME, another group that I'm a founding member of, some of our attorneys there really took you know, it alerted us that this was really illegal, because it's the courts have, you know, no one gets their guardianship assigned or their rights taken away without fully getting represented, and it has to be, there has to be compelling information to be determined that you need a guardian, right? Basically, the Access manual was going to say something to the effect that it didn't matter if you had a guardian, that the patient themselves had to agree with whatever, housing, treatment, whatever. And we said that's absolutely not accurate, and that really goes against what guardianship and the courts have said. They're saying the person cannot make decisions in their best interest, and the guardian will. Now, guardians, I can tell you, I'm one, we don't want to do this. I give my son all the leverage to make mistakes that I don't think are damaging to him. But the ones that matter are the ones that I'm going to step in and make. And we test out to see how he's doing and let him make mistakes that won't end up in jail, prison, or dead. But not the big ones. That's why the courts have agreed that they need guardians. So I know, Jack, your committee was working on with Access to try to get that clarified or removed.
Yes. Do you want me to jump in now?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Thank you. I'm Jack Potts, Dr. Potts from the Central AZIOC. A couple points. Number one is we are concerned with what Lori just spoke about, and there is a proposed change to say that the patient themselves would need to agree to certain treatment plans. Well, some of them patients don't want to if they have guardians. A lot of them have a lack of insight, et cetera. And that might even be placement at behavioral health residential facilities. So I want to suggest you look at this. I think there may be some misunderstanding on that too, because I don't think that's the full intent of Access or whatever the plan would be. But I think that may have gotten lost in the translation, so it may need to be rectified. I think the time, and CJ can address that, the time for comment is still open. So it does have some potentially significant consequences, number one. So I agree with Lori. Number two is I would suggest, as we mentioned before, there are those standards for site visits. And we were going to go Sunday, but someone, a family member crisis, we didn't go, but we're going to go on site visits again. And there's certain standards in the AMPM manual, section 320-V, just FYI. I mean, it just gives us some sort of standards to look at, and we've talked about that in the chair meeting. We have two issues we're looking at. One is the one that Lori already mentioned as a formal inquiry, and the second one I sent to Dot is an inquiry over the record keeping and applications for court ordered evaluations. Some of that falls within our purview, i.e. the application for civil commitment in Title 36. So we have some concerns as a committee about what's being done and how it's being done. And to that end, I'm hoping that in the very near future, we'll do a random site visit at least one, if not more, of the screening agencies, where court evaluations take place. I meant the screening agencies where, like, I think the guidance clinic does for you. We have three of them here in Phoenix area, UPC, et cetera. So that's a priority, and we sent an inquiry on that. And other than that, we are not meeting Wednesday. We're going to hold off on that meeting for a month until we give us time to get some responses back from the providers, et cetera. But we are very lucky, Dorothy, in the support I believe we get from Access. I think they're really above board. They try and do the right thing. So I think they've been very good, and we have Larry as a buffer, which is important. So it's worked very well. And my sense is it's too bad that we can't simply change the law to say the same thing happens with the ASH IOC has the same mechanism of independence and from the Department of Administration. But anyway, enough said. Any questions at all? And I thank you for letting me participate, even though minimally.
Yeah. All I can say is that we appreciate your input and experience, and hopefully we'll be able to be applying some of this. I definitely want to take a look at the public comment on guardianship and take a look at that again. I know I've read through it, but I'll take a second look. The only other thing I have, and again, this was meant to be brief because we're just kind of in between here. But your input, Lori, you and Jack, is just much appreciated, and I know it will help us as we move forward. I would like to then just go on and ask Larry or CJ, is there anything? I know there's a lot going on, but is there anything you'd like to share with us at this point?
Hi, Dot. This is CJ. Larry, if you don't mind, I'll jump in. The only update that I have for you guys that Frederica would have given you is that Access has posted the awards for the competitive contract expansion for the REBA contracts that will start in October of 2022. I'm going to put the link to the Access webpage where all that information is. So if you all are interested, that does affect all regions, really, because especially in the north, there looks like there's going to be a change in REBA. In the central region, with that contract change, they will inherit two more counties in addition to Maricopa County. So Gila and Pinal will merge with Maricopa to form the central region, and then southern Arizona, not a whole lot of change except for the contract changes that went along with that competitive contract expansion. So all of that information, the health plan bids, their scoring, their all of the amendments to the bidding process are all on that page that I just dropped into that chat for you all.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, CJ. That will be very useful, I'm sure. We'll take a look at that. Any questions for CJ? Anyone? No. Okay, Larry, anything else from you?
Yeah, quick update. Any reports have been all submitted, all received on my end, going through the approval process and getting ready to file at the Capitol. All committee guidelines have been approved and will be uploaded on our website. And I'm going to be working on a phase two of our website redesign to make a little bit more convenient and a little bit more accessible for folks coming in and looking for annual reports, minutes, agendas, that sort of thing. So I'm trying to consolidate, maybe clean up a little bit more of our application process to make it a little bit less confusing. Sometimes it can get a little, I mean, if you're looking at the wrong agency, it might use a DES link to for an access IOC. So just kind of clean that up a little bit. And then the last update, I'm working on badges. I know I've talked about this a little bit in the past few months. ID badges for you. Your old ones have expired. Now, it's my understanding that they're trickling out, unfortunately. And I don't know whose IDs have sent out and who hasn't been sent out. So I'm trying to figure that out now with our badging department. So please be patient with me on that. And I'll try to get an idea of where we're at with everything so I can get that back out to the group. if it was up to me, you would have had your badges 3 months ago. As I requested back, and I think it was in, heck, it might have been July. So that is my update. I don't have anything else. If there's any other questions for me, the group might have. And also, CJ did send out the formal templates for the request, the formal request, but again, like Dr. Potts mentioned, you don't have to have a formal form. An email is fine and it's adequate and it works. So,
okay.
So anyways, it's in your inbox.
Super. Appreciate that. Trish, Chris, anything for Larry or CJ before we just about wrap things up?
Not for me. This is Christopher.
Okay.
This is Trisha. I don't have anything.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for staying on the call. Jakeisha, and if any of the other providers are on the call, do you have anything to add?
I don't have any updates, but thank you.
Jakeisha, I have a question for you. What are your facilities experiencing? Would we be able to do some on-site visits now, or is it still too soon?
I mean, Care First is just a health plan, so we don't own or operate any facilities in that manner.
Okay.
We just, we provide the insurance to the members, so we're just a managed care organization.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you clearing that up. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Any members of the public? Larry, did anyone come on?
No.
Okay. Okay. Before we adjourn, is there anything else other than thank you so much for your time this evening? Okay. Trish and Chris, we'll be speaking over email and, obviously not more than two of us at a time, but we'll be catching up and filling in some of the blanks here. I'd like to thank you all. I wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving season. Hopefully we have stuff to be grateful for.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
You guys be safe too.
Yeah, be healthy, stay well. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're most welcome. Okay, so we'll adjourn. It's 5:44. Larry and CJ, thanks again. And yes, everyone else, appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.